Hello, my name is Carmen Garceau. The book I Survived the Great Molasses Flood by Lauren Tarshis is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was playing with my friend Tony and racing to the molasses tank. But all that changed when the molasses tank exploded. My friend Tony and I watched as the molasses hovered in the air. Then it came crashing down. Tony and I ran for our lives, but the molasses was too quick. Suddenly, the molasses was up to our waist. We could barely move. Then we spotted a large chunk of a truck floating down the river of molasses. We jumped onto the chunk of the truck. After a few minutes, Tony spotted a piece of the molasses tank. He shouted out to hold on, but it was too late. I had slipped off the truck and was getting stuck in the molasses. Suddenly, I was swallowed by the roaring, raging molasses. Now I'm healing from a scar that the tank gave me. I'm back at my home waiting to be sent back to Italy. Then I hear that my Nona is coming to America. Suddenly, I hear a knock on the door and my Nona walks through. I rush over to her. I cry of joy and she does the same. My Nona and I are living a normal life in America now. If you would like to read Lauren Tarshis' book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. Number one, molasses, a sticky brown substance that is used for bombs and baking. The molasses factory was leaking, so I ate some sticky molasses. Number two, mia cara, an Italian word that means my dear. I wake up to my father saying, good morning, mia cara. Harbor. A harbor is a place where people park boats. As I sat in the sun, a ship pulled into the harbor. Here's a sneak peek review of an exciting part of I Survived the Great Molasses Flood. 12-year-old Carmen Garceau was drowning. She was caught in one of the deadliest disasters in the history of Boston. A gigantic wave had crashed into the streets, a swirling, raging monster moving faster than a train. It turned buildings to rubble. It smashed wagons and motor cars and tossed trucks into the harbor. The reason I chose this part of this story is because it makes you wonder what is going to happen next. The end.